This is Ozarks at Large. The pipeline that ruptured, spilling over 200,000 gallons of oil in Mayflower 1 year ago this week, currently sits dormant, spanning Arkansas from Texarkana to Pocahontas. Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR explores the lingering question of what will become of ExxonMobil's Pegasus pipeline.
The 858-mile pipeline is divided into two sections from Illinois to Texas. The much smaller, slightly younger southern segment, contained entirely within Texas, could reopen as early as today. But for now, the northern segment, which includes Arkansas, is still under federal review. Whether or not the portion of the Pegasus pipeline running through Arkansas, built in 1947 and 48, will reopen is one of many unresolved issues still present after the town of Mayflower found out firsthand what it can mean when a pipeline fails. Soon after the pipeline ruptured, a wave of attention and energy was cast less than 30 miles away upon the source of drinking water for over 400,000 Arkansans, Lake Maumelle. John Tynan of Central Arkansas Water says the association has concluded shutting down or relocating the pipeline away from the topographically challenging watershed is their ultimate goal because of lingering questions for the oil giant.
Can they reliably and accurately identify crack threats in the Maumelle watershed? And to this point, we do not have enough data to lead us to believe that they can reliably and accurately identify cracks using the tools and technology that they're currently using.
ExxonMobil spokesman Aaron Strick would not directly address questions about the quality of pre-spill testing, but says Exxon plans to meet a deadline set by federal regulators at the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA.
They've set an April 7th deadline for us to basically submit the work plan that will verify the integrity of the entire pipeline, and that will take into account the findings of our investigation.
Rather than focusing on pre-spill tests, Strick focused on what further testing could tell about the integrity of the pipeline. One of the central questions gone relatively unanswered since the spill is if the pipeline is simply too old and its technology outdated. Proponents of the pipeline argue that with continued modification, a pipeline is not bound by fears of aging.
The ongoing maintenance of a pipeline, it really depends on a variety of factors. Age alone shouldn't dictate when it's necessary for a pipeline to be replaced.
Back in August, former PHMSA head Brigham McGowan, currently a lobbyist for an energy transportation organization, came to a similar conclusion while speaking at the Clinton School of Public Service. But Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, speaking to McGowan, didn't seem reassured.
You mentioned that pipelines, no matter when installed or when constructed, if properly inspected, could last indefinitely. Of course, a lot of us don't know exactly what that means.
Outgoing 2nd District Congressman Republican Tim Griffin has said the pipeline was moved before to accommodate engineering developments and changes to the Lake Maumelle watershed, and he prefers it be moved again. Griffin also sees a vast difference between modern pipeline technology, like what is proposed for the also contentious Keystone, and that currently being employed with Pegasus.
Saying that they're both pipelines and that's the end of it is like saying a 75 Pinto is the same as a 2013 Buick. I mean, yes, they are both pipelines, but they have very little else in common.
Both Griffin and Central Arkansas Water are seeking to mitigate risk in the event the pipeline does reopen in the future. They advocate for more and better quality sensor equipment, as well as more frequent placements of shutoff valves. Anthony Swift, a staff attorney for the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, argues even with better safety and maintenance, age is still a critical factor.
When pipelines are proposed today, they're usually proposed as 50-year projects. However, in reality, we're seeing that there is no abandonment plan for these pipelines. We're beginning to kind of push the envelope with our aging pipeline infrastructure.
Also, the very materials and technologies associated with Pegasus construction in the late 40s have been called into question. A report from PHMSA last year was critical of the welding technology called ERW, or electric resistance welded pipe. PHMSA says this pre-1970 weld type is known to be susceptible to the type of tear the Pegasus experienced, and PHMSA said ExxonMobil did not adequately take into account the risks and tests from as early as 2006, showing the pipeline to be susceptible to longitudinal tears because of the ERW weld. Perhaps the ultimate question at hand is how much power do local authorities have to protect their water supply? Central Arkansas Water's John Tynan says it's been a year of exploring the relationship between international corporate entities, federal regulatory agencies, and state and local entities.
That balance of authority has been an interesting one for us to find out more about, but also has raised a number of questions about how can a state or how can a local community get involved. It's something that is a conversation that we have found is not just limited to Central Arkansas, but is one that numerous other communities across the nation are having.
Central Arkansas Water says that moving forward, more dialogue with Exxon is needed. Tynan says the oil company has not seemed very receptive to the idea of relocating the pipeline, but Aaron Strick with Exxon characterizes the relationship as communicative and healthy. In Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.